Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you, all I know is it is the NFL Rewind, and yes, I am Andy Dorf. I want your thoughts, I want your opinions on the Wild Card Weekend. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. What did you think of the games? I mean, pretty amazing stuff when you look back to what happened on Saturday. Titans come back from a 21-3 deficit at halftime. Travis Kelce goes out of that ball game. All of a sudden, Alex Smith and that offense don't know what they're doing. The Falcons take it to the Rams. The Bills score 3 points. And the truth is that, wow, that was just unbelievably boring, if you will, with them and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then the Panthers and the Saints, that lived up to what I thought it would be. That was a good football game. You had two guys making plays for both their teams. Cam Newton battling back after pounding, Drew Brees making plays, finding guys, doing what he does. Just unbelievable stuff when you saw those two guys going at it on Sunday. Great stuff from the New Orleans Saints. And Panthers fell just a little bit short. Not enough weapons, ultimately, for my man Cam Newton, to be honest with you. But I'm going to talk about everything, obviously, here on the NFL Rewind. I want your thoughts. I want your opinions. Again, it's 1-800-878-7529. Let me know what you thought of the Wild Card Weekend action. Get at me on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But so much to get into. I definitely want your thoughts. I definitely want your opinions. And man, oh man, Panthers go down. That means the Saints go to play the Vikings. The Jaguars, they're going to wind up playing Pittsburgh. The Rams, they're done. They're out of it. That means that the Falcons are playing. That's right. They're playing those guys, man. I'll get into it. I'm excited. I really am about, obviously, NFL football, Wild Card Weekend. Again, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians.
Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road. In the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
The loss of about a half yard on the play. Third down and goal. Tennessee in dire need of six and not three. Mariota to the line of scrimmage, maybe across the line. It deflects back to him for a touchdown for the moment. But was he across the line of scrimmage? Play.
See, Revis bats the ball right back to Mariota. It's a live ball. It's a
quarterback
touchdown.
Is behind the line, and he was in shotgun, so therefore he's an eligible receiver. It is a touchdown.
Very close.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Amazing stuff there from Marcus Mariota when you really think about that play. The guy put in a block as well for his man, Derrick Henry, to get a first down late in the ball game. So to just really put out the effort. Never quit. The Titans down 21-3 at halftime. They could have chipped it all in. They could have packed it in, however you want to put it. Didn't happen. Those guys fought. Those guys gave it everything they had. And they came out of Arrowhead with a victory, 22-21. And you can say it was a choke by Alex Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs. Very easily, you can say that. But I'm going to say this. When you're playing without your best player in Travis Kelce, not really your safety valve. I hate when people say that. This is a guy that drew attention away from defenders, from Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt, which made it easier for Alex Smith to pick defenses apart. So you take that guy out of the equation, and it absolutely is going to change the dynamic for the Kansas City Chiefs. The same way that it would for Tom Brady if he doesn't have his man, Rob Gronkowski. Because we saw it. When he didn't have them, or have him, I should say. Well, those other targets that are so effective, Brandon Cooks and all the other guys that he makes look very good week in and week out, well, they don't look as good. Because that guy that takes two or three defenders with him to open those other guys up so that they do look as good as they do wasn't on the field. And that's what happened for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm not giving it an excuse. I mean, they were up 18 points. They should have figured out a way to get this game done. But again, I'll go back to giving credit where credit is due, at least in my humble opinion. Marcus Mariota and the Tennessee Titans never stop playing. So those guys deserve a ton of credit. A ton of credit. And you can call it a choke, like I said. You can say Alex Smith, well, he choked. Couldn't find receivers. But the truth is they didn't even get much going in offense in the second half. It was all Titans, man. Titans controlled the whole second half of that ball game. So the Chiefs went out and they played a great first half. Travis Kelce was a big reason for that. Had a touchdown, like 66 yards, if I'm not mistaken, all in the first half. That dynamic was gone in the second half. And I got people on Facebook Live, by the way, you can always check me out there, saying it's a choke. Again, it's fair to say that. But it's also fair to say that the Titans never quit competing. And I think that people don't understand and take it for granted. These guys are professionals, man. And they're in the playoffs. So every single mistake, miscue, blemish, whatever you want to call that too, it gets magnified and it gets exploited and it usually gets taken advantage of. And that means that points go on the board by the other team. Again, I give big credit and props to the Titans, Marcus Mariota, Derrick Henry. I mean, look, they didn't have their other guy. They didn't have DeMarco Murray. He couldn't go. And Marcus Mariota ran the ball effectively, too. 8 carries for 46 yards from him. Derrick Henry, the big, big game. 156 yards on the ground, a touchdown, 23 carries. So, again, I think that they played the game the way that they wanted to play it. Because nothing was taken away from them. It was taken away before the game started. Their other guy wasn't playing before the game started. So their adjustments didn't have to come during the game. It's not how it worked out for them. So do I think Alex Smith is a guy that can get you places in the playoffs? No. Absolutely not. Do I think he choked? A little bit. But I don't put it all on him. I think the guy was 19 of 23 in the first half, if I'm not mistaken. Winds up going 24 of 33 for the game. So didn't throw the ball very much in the second half. And that's because they didn't have the ball very much. So again, it goes back to giving the Titans a little bit of credit. Job well done. Congrats. You played well enough to get by the Chiefs. Will you have enough to get by the New England Patriots, who you're going to match up with next week? I don't know. I don't think so. I really don't think so. Kansas City, man, I'll be honest, they had an up and down year. So the fact that they even got to where they're at when they went through that mid-season swoon, give them credit for winning their division. Give them credit. It wasn't a great division, but they could have easily blown it too. And with that being said, next year, what happens? Does Patrick Mahomes take over? Yeah, I think so. I think Alex Smith is gone, especially with this performance. I don't see how you can go and you can live when you're 2-5, if I'm not mistaken, in the playoffs, in the postseason. His two victories came back in San Francisco. So I think Alex Smith is moving on. And I'll be honest with you. I know a lot of people in Arizona, man. They want this guy. I don't know if he's the guy that can get you to the next level. I don't think he is the guy that can get you to the next level. Look at what happened to him when he played the Titans. Fell apart in the second half because his guy wasn't on the field anymore. And those targets that are usually open were a little bit tighter, and he couldn't get the ball in there. So do you really want Alex Smith if you're a team out there looking for a quarterback? I think that's a good question. I think it's a very good question. 1-800-878-7529. Let me know what you think. Do you want to pick up Alex Smith in the free agent market? Do you think he's a guy that can really lead a football team in the playoffs? Not during the regular season, in the playoffs. And are you sold on Marcus Mariota? Did he do enough to prove to you that, look, man, he turned the corner and this was a victory that he earned? Numbers aren't, they're not like exceptional at all. They're okay at best. 19 of 31, 205 yards, a couple of touchdowns, one interception, a couple sacks to go along with it for losses of like 10 yards or something like that. But he made the plays late in the ball game when he had to. Something Alex Smith was unable to do. That's what I'm trying to point out for you people. So slow down, pump the brakes on Alex Smith and paying this guy a ton of money if you're a team that is in need of a quarterback. Because I think he's a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. He's a good quarterback. But can he win in the playoffs? He's 2-5. At least, to my humble knowledge, he's 2-5. And he just lost to the Titans in Marcus Mariota. So proceed with caution a little bit with how you want to go about Alex Smith being in the free agent market if you're a team in need of a quarterback. Anyways, I know the music's going. I got to take a quick pause for the cause, and I'll get back into talking about Wildcard Weekend. If you want to join me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me there as well. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out my website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, I'll be right back, and we're going to get back into it. So keep it close, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Rushing yards per game, the big difference. And here's Moore. Ingram, what a move. Mark Ingram, touchdown New Orleans.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now
at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Ward in the backfield, first and 10. The fake handoff, rolling as Ryan, drops back 7, winds up, arching spiral near side, backpedaling, two-handed catch, touchdown! Touchdown, Atlanta! Caught by Toilolo! Double-teamed, backpedaling, two-handed helmet high, falling down catch, and the Falcons on the board again.
Jared Goff looks to the sidelines for Sean McVay. Play clock is down to 7. He is Gurley next to him in the backfield, trips to the near side. Play clock down to 2, now 1. He'll take the snap, drops back to pass, looks right, dances right, points right, throws to the middle, pass is complete to Reynolds. Back of the end zone, touchdown Los Angeles. It is now 16-7 with 4:22 to play here in the first half.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah. All righty, people. Welcome back. Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind. You can get at me 1-800-878-7529 or hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Also, got to thank NFL.com for the clips that they provide for us. Great stuff. We love them. Good stuff, man. I think that when you look at those, listen to those last clips that we heard, Falcons, Rams, little combination of those guys, you know, look, the Rams had a tremendous season, like Scott said to me, my producer. They did. They had a great season. But anytime you win a division, you get to the playoffs, you want to advance, you want to make things happen, and ultimately 13 points is probably not going to get it done unless you're the Jacksonville Jaguars and you're playing the Buffalo Bills, who we'll get to in just a little bit. But the point is that the Falcons have been there before. Matty Ice has been there before. All those guys, Julio Jones, Freeman, you name it. The cast of characters that the Falcons can throw at you is a pretty good cast of characters, number one, when they're hitting on all cylinders. And something that people may or may not know, when this team scores 20 or more points, they don't lose football games. This season, throughout the regular season, the 10 victories, well, in every single one of those games, you can go back and look yourself, they scored 20 or more points. In the games that they lost, which was 6, those 6 games, they scored less than 20 points. 26 points they put up on the Rams in the game that they played against them on Saturday in the wild card game. And you know what? That was enough to get it done. And the numbers don't look terrible for guys like Todd Gurley, who put 101 yards on the ground, 14 carries. But I think where he wasn't as good as he normally is for them was in the passing game. And ultimately, that was huge. And you don't really think about it, but he is a tremendous asset for them to come out of the backfield and be able to play the way that he does in the passing game. And ultimately, they didn't have that. Todd Gurley had 4 receptions for a total of 10 yards. So he was having trouble getting out of the backfield when he was catching the ball. Robert Woods, He had a big game, man. 142 yards, 9 receptions for him, no touchdowns, but a huge part of the offense. But ultimately, when you look at it, just not enough guys getting into the offensive side of the ball for them with the receiving game. He was only able to complete passes to 6 different guys, if I'm not mistaken. So that's not enough, and especially not enough when you're not producing the amount of points that you're capable of producing if you're the Los Angeles Rams. And you know what else I want to say? Look, that home field advantage, it's supposed to mean something. And I know they were playing at the Coliseum. I know there was over 74,000 people there. But the truth of the matter is this. I don't think people in L.A. care that much about football. Yes, I said it. I don't think people in L.A. care that much about football. 1-800-878-7529. If you don't believe what I'm saying, look, I'd love to hear from you. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Again, 1-800-878-7529 are my digits, though, to get in touch and talk to me about this. Matty Ice, he wasn't fantastic either. I'm sorry, but you know what? He was efficient. 21 of 30, put up 218 yards. That's not a typical Matty Ice-like day. Where they did well was on the ground. They ran for 124 yards. Freeman got the touchdown for him on the ground. They just spread it out pretty well. Coleman hit him with 40 yards. Matty Ice doesn't do much, but he had some efficient runs in the sense of they were important, meaningful yards that he got, maybe a first down or two or three. Julio Jones had one play where they used a little trickeration and used him out of the backfield, one carry for 13 yards. But the point of the matter is that they've been there before. The Atlanta Falcons know how to win in these situations. And ultimately, I hate to say it, but they got the benefit of the doubt of being the seed that they were. Because they got to avoid playing the New Orleans Saints, who their fellow division rival, the Carolina Panthers, that's who they got to play. And I can't wait to talk about that game. Because that was ultimately the best game of the weekend. It really was. Final score there, 31-26, by the way, the Panthers lost to the Saints. 31-26. That was the score there. And it was a good game. It went down to the wire. And believe me, like I said, I'll get to it in a little bit. Jaguars take care of the Bills in probably one of the worst football games I've seen all season long. Neither one of these teams could do anything offensively. It was ugly. It was 3-3 at halftime. So that's the kind of game we had here. We had a baseball game going on here. And then the Jaguars were able to punch one in later on. If I'm not mistaken, Blake Bortles had more yards rushing than he did passing. You heard me right. Their quarterback, Blake Bortles, had more yards rushing than he did passing. That's the type of game that was. So that's why I'm going to spend more time talking Falcons, Rams, Titans, getting the victory over the Chiefs. Because these were better games. And again, that Panthers and Saints game, fantastic. I was watching the whole thing. Because I had a weird feeling like the Panthers were going to get themselves back in that game. And they did. They had a chance. They really did. They had a chance. It was a field goal fest for a while. But ultimately, those quarterbacks made plays. And the amount of hits that Cam took and the way that he bounced back. I can't say enough about that guy's toughness. I don't like what he does when he goes to press conferences after losses for the most part. But you can't question that guy's hunger and that guy's desire to go out there and win and play as hard as he can for his team. And I'm not surprised that the NFL is looking into how they handled Newton concussion protocol tonight. That was just, whew. He got hit, man, and his neck snapped back and boom. I don't know, man. It's such a difficult thing. This game is so tough. And these guys are so big and strong, and they can still go out there after getting rocked. I truly find it amazing. So the Saints were able to survive the Panthers. They had a few late sacks that helped do it. I thought it was a pretty impressive showing from both those teams. And unfortunate that the Panthers had to go on the road and play those guys. Because I think if they're playing at home, it probably is a different story. It truly is. It's probably a different story. Tyrod Taylor, he did get a concussion, by the way, in that Bills loss to the Jaguars. And I saw that play. It was too bad because they had to throw Nate Peterman in there. Guy has absolutely no experience. We know that. But it was just ultimately a really boring game down there in Jacksonville. You got to be a real football fan to have enjoyed that one. No joke. You have to be a real football fan. I'd like to hear from you, real football fan, who enjoyed that Jacksonville game. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can always get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or it's Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But, man, oh, man, just a wild weekend. Obviously, wild card weekend. I think we had, what, three teams that were road teams win? Pretty interesting stuff. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back. I'll continue talking about the NFL wildcard weekend that was. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out. It's the NFL Rewind, and you are hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
Alex Smith, a hard cadence, facing a three-man rush, fires a deep shot near right for Tyreek Hill. Outstretched hands, in stride, grab 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown! Burns, Casey Hayward, perfect pitch and catch, and a 64-yard bomb from Alex Smith. The Chiefs take a 9-0 lead, 6:30 to go in the second quarter.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Oh, what could have been for Alex Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs if Travis Kelce doesn't go down in the second quarter and they don't have that guy for the second half? And obviously we all know Titans put it on them. 19 unanswered points in the second half. 18-point deficit at the halftime. So you figure out the math. They got it done on the road. And by the way, I was wrong. I think I said on the other side that before three of the road teams, it was two of the road teams got it done. And that happened on Saturday. So those games that happened on Sunday, both the home teams did get those done. And obviously I want to thank NFL Films, the power of glory, John Facenda, man. Everybody knows that voice. Love that guy. Phenomenal stuff. And NFL.com, too, for all those clips that you hear. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me. Let's talk about the weekend, the wild card weekend that was. Get at me on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But I'm just going to continue, man. I'm just going to kind of go through it. And when you think about all the new guys that got opportunities to play in the playoffs, the Jared Goffs, Blake Bortles, the Tyrod Taylors, the Marcus Mariotas, a lot of new faces. Then you have some of those usual suspects. You have the Cam Newtons, the Drew Breeses, the Matty Ices. And it's no surprise that Matty Ice is moving on. Drew Brees is moving on. One of those two had to move on, whether it was Cam or whether it was Drew Brees. And let's talk a little bit about that because we haven't really addressed it much. Fantastic game, man. Fantastic game. The Saints had a little bit more, and they did it a little different. They did it a little different. The defense stepped up. I know it sounds like they scored a lot of points, because they did, 26. And I don't know if you heard me earlier. I did say that the final score of that game, 31-28. If you heard me on the Dorf on Sports preview show for the NFL. Which you can always hear, too, earlier in the day. But truth is, wow. What a wild card weekend. What a fantastic wild card weekend. I'll get back into this game, and I'm going to hook up first with Paul in Austin. And I'll get back to where I was. But Paul in Austin, you got Andy Dorf. Obviously talking NFL Rewind, NFL first weekend of the playoffs. The wild card weekend, pretty wild if you know what I'm saying. It was a pretty good weekend of football. Paul, how you feeling, man? What's going on? What's on your mind with what happened in the wild card weekend tonight?
I'm feeling fine about everything. You know, the play except for the Jags and the Bills was was very good. But the thing that disappointed me the most was the officiating.
Yeah.
And there was a call in that Jags-Bills game towards the end where I thought there was an interference call that was not made against the Jags. But particularly in the Rams and Falcons games, Sammy Watkins just got mugged in the end zone towards the end of the game, and they made no call. Somebody had his jersey, the back of his jersey, going into the end zone and was mugging him before the ball even got there. There was no call. And I think it was Boomer Esiason that was saying that the defensive coordinators are telling the people to be more aggressive at the end of the games because the officials don't want to determine the game. But then when they don't make the call, that's obvious as hell, they are determining the game. And I thought that was pathetic in the Falcons Rams game. But hey, other than that, the play this weekend was marvelous. The wild card weekend was pretty wonderful. But there needs to be officiating issues addressed in the offseason.
All right, thanks. I appreciate the call, man. I appreciate the call, Paul in Austin. Good stuff. And believe me, man, I want thoughts. I want opinions. That's what it's all about. That's what sports radio is meant to be, man. 1-800-878-7529. You don't have to hold back your thoughts with me. I like hearing your thoughts, people. You're entitled to say, look, those were lousy football games, or those were fantastic football games, or the officials, they didn't know what the hell they were doing. That's your right, man, because truth be told, they can call holding on every single play if they want to. Like, no joke, they could call holding on every single play. But they don't. And sometimes they're going to miss those calls. And the truth is the aggressors are usually the team that get the calls. They get the benefit of the doubt more often than not. So the Atlanta Falcons, hey, say what you want. Whether you like the calls or you didn't like the calls, the Atlanta Falcons wanted to win that game a little bit more, if you ask me. And they made the plays on defense and offense when they had to. Again, Todd Gurley, it looks good on paper, the 101 yards, 14 carries. But again, think of it like this. If he only carried the ball 14 times, then something didn't go right. They were unable to sustain drives. That's why the Rams lost this football game. I was going to say this battle, which it was too. They're all battles. So I don't have a problem with the officiating. That's what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with any of the officiating with any of these games. But you are entitled to think that way. I don't have a problem with it. And you shouldn't have a problem expressing it. 1-800-878-7529. If you're listening to me out there on SB Nation Radio, I want to hear from you. I love my SB Nation Radio people. I seriously love my SB Nation Radio people. You guys are some of the most passionate people. No joke. No joke. You're real sports fans. You wear those emotions on your sleeve. I know how you roll. I've seen your kind. Believe me, I've seen it. Been doing this a long time. Long time. But these games, man. They mean so much. And every little thing gets exploited if you do it wrong. Oh, we'll just keep it rolling, man. Now we got people expired. Let's hook up with James, man. We got James in Dallas, see? He must be listening on the ticket in Dallas. That's James, right. You got the Dorf, man. Obviously, love to talk to you about what's happened wildcard weekend. What's on your mind, James? Andy Dorf again. It is the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. It's your world, James. What's up, man?
Check it out. I'm a Cowboys fan all day.
Uh-huh.
But here's the deal. I don't know what's going on with these refs, but you know, something's got to be done, man. I mean, it's like they – I don't know if they're on the take. I don't know what the deal is.
Man, they just can't keep up with the game. I mean, when you really think about it, it's hard. They need more sets of eyes out there, wouldn't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe they need a set of younger eyes. But, I mean, it's like, you know, we're sitting there watching these games, and you see, you know, one thing, and, you know, you see one thing like, okay, I'm watching, you know, Jacksonville play Buffalo, and I'm seeing like a couple of calls that probably should not have gone the way that the refs called it. But this has like been going on all season long.
True.
And it's like okay, we're watching the same game, but you know, you're calling it one way that, I mean, you're calling incomplete passes, or you're calling like the, you know, the guy that was, you know, out of bounds that, you know, should have been, you're saying that he was out of bounds, or you're saying that he was in bounds and he should have been out of bounds. But this has been going on like all season long. It's just crazy. You know, I'm like, are we not seeing?
Well, James, let me interrupt you real quickly. And I mean, okay. Look, there were a couple of interesting plays, and I had a couple of questions myself, whether today or Saturday, whatever it was, whether I was seeing people actually catch the ball and then not catch the ball. And yeah, a couple of times, no, I know exactly what you're saying. And then I'm thinking about what happened with Pittsburgh when they ruled that, you know, Jesse James doesn't make that catch. But then I was like, that was pretty similar to what I saw there. So I agree with you. It's week in and week out what a catch is, what a catch isn't. It's all based on what crew is out there and how they see it. And look, man, I don't like it either. But with that being said, do you really think that it affected whether the Rams were able to get the job done, whether the Buffalo Bills were able to? I don't care who wins that game, right? I mean, at the end of the day, man, I don't want to see those teams get too far, because if they do, it's going to be one of the most boring games you'll ever see. But the truth is, look, I don't think that most teams have a chance anyway. It's Pittsburgh or it's New England coming out of the AFC. The NFC, a little bit more wide open. You know, Atlanta could get it done. They could beat a Philadelphia team, right? And New Orleans, they could beat a Minnesota team, couldn't they?
Well, yeah, but here's my thing. Whether it's right or boring, you got to get it right. Especially when, okay, you have guys that, you know, your season is on the line here.
I feel you.
And you got to get it right. We can go all the way back to, you know, when New England played the Jets.
And all right, hey James, I got about 30 seconds, so wrap it up for me, but give me your final thought, man.
Well, okay, refs need to get it right, bottom line. You know, whether it's right or boring, get it right.
I'm you with know, you.
You know, that's the thing. You know, I know that they have a hard job. I understand that, but get it right.
I'm with you, man. That's a good take, James, in Dallas. I appreciate it, man. And again, I know he's listening to me on the ticket there on SB Nation Radio, man. That's how you can get me there in Dallas. So I got to take a quick pause for the cause, man. I'm going to be back. I love talking sports, people. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And look at my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I'll be right back. NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. And obviously got to thank NFL Films, The Power and the Glory, John Frisena. Man, oh, man, dude, just remembering that voice, you got to love it. You got to love it. And obviously NFL.com. for the clips that you hear on the program. Real quickly run through the scores for you from the weekend, wildcard weekend that was. Titans win on the road 22-21 over the Chiefs, who some can say choked if you want to. Titans never gave up either. Falcons 26-13. That was old school versus new school there. And you know what? Experience counts for something. Bills, Jaguars, and the dud of the weekend, 10-3. Jaguars get it done. Panthers go down, but they do fight pretty hard, 26-31, and they are going home early in this season's playoffs. For the next week, it's going to be good, man. The divisional round is going to be fun. Falcons have the Eagles. Titans have the Patriots. Jaguars play the Steelers. Saints play the Vikings. A couple quick thoughts there. Saints have a great opportunity, man. Vikings, Case Keenum had a solid season, but you never know. Steelers, they got to have revenge on their man. Remind, man, because the Jaguars were able to, if I'm not mistaken, have 5 interception day on them, win in Heinz Field, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So they were able to get it done in their house during the regular season. So a little payback on their mind, I'm sure. Patriots should be able to handle the Titans. Falcons, that's a legitimate shot, man. They could beat the Eagles. Seriously, no joke. I honestly can't imagine how this next division is going to wind up, the divisional round. But ultimately, great games and the matchups that we all want to see. Falcons playing the Eagles team that has the best record in the NFC, but you never know. Anyways, I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Hear the music behind me. So keep it close. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind. It is Sports Overnight America.